I just wanted to help out the debate here real quickly by pointing out that under Article 103 of the UN Charter, the rights and obligations in the UN Charter prevail over any other treaties. The effect of that is as follows. If there's any obligation in a treaty or any provision in a treaty that either deviates from or is inconsistent with the UN Charter, then the provision in the UN Charter would override it. And that's one of the reasons why it's very difficult and very rarely seen in treaties that you attempt to define or change the definition of the use of force, because any such attempt, if it was inconsistent with or in any other way different from that definition, would simply return back to the UN Charter. So for instance, in the 1982 Law of the Sea Convention, there's approximately three references to use of force, and they repeat Article 2.4 almost verbatim so that they don't deviate. So the message here is you can certainly reaffirm principles of international law that already exist, such as the prohibition on the use of force, but you can't change them or alter them. So as our distinguished colleagues from the United States pointed out, if there are differences between any definition or reaffirmation that you attempt to create, it will simply return back to the definition in the UN Charter or the provision in the UN Charter. And it's also worth noting that the final clause in the Article 2.4 talks about any use of force inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. Article 1 lists the purposes, and I won't read them out. You can all go to the gift shop and buy the little book if you want and read the purposes, but they're very, very broad, meaning there's an extensive coverage. The prohibition on the use of force is extensively set out in the UN Charter, and therefore reaffirming it is certainly acceptable, but attempting to redefine it is really a bit of an exercise in futility, because you'll always go back to the UN Charter, which again is already a very comprehensive prohibition. Thank you, Mr. Chair.